This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
The final score of the baseball game last night was 12-11 in an epic 13-inning victory for Carolina. Tar Heels move on. That story coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. We'll also speak with Mark Dorison, who was in Raleigh last night for the protesting. The North Carolina NAACP resumed its Moral Monday protest at the state legislature in Raleigh last night. It was big. 64 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny skies. High today about 80 degrees. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow a nice day. Partly sunny but a high in the upper 70s. So organizers promised this week's demonstration in Raleigh at the North Carolina General Assembly building was by far larger than any that had come before. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
Despite the threat of rain, more than 1,600 turned out Monday at the State House and at least 150 were arrested, including Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton, Chapel Hill Town Council Member Donna Bell, and Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade. Technically, the number of arrestees from the Board of Aldermen constituted a quorum of the board. The number of arrests on Monday nearly matches the combined total of 153 from the last four protests dating back to late April. And while state legislators themselves seem undeterred, demonstrators say the growing numbers are a sign that North Carolinians in general are coming to their side.
North Carolina is waking up to see the effect of what's going on by this legislature.
That's Bishop Larry Reed, pastor of the Cathedral of Hope Church in Carborough, and one of many local residents who made the trip to Raleigh on Monday. The Moral Monday protests have been organized by the state chapter of the NAACP, led by chapter president Reverend William Barber, who's called for a wave of civil disobedience against the policies being enacted by the GOP-led General Assembly on issues ranging from voter ID to health care to education and beyond. Chapel Hill resident Ty Hunter, also present at Monday's protest, says it's precisely that wide range of issues that has given the movement its strength.
There isn't a number one issue. I think one of the great things about what Reverend Barber has done in building this coalition is that there are lots of issues, and all of the issues are important.
But even as the movement has grown, dramatically so this week, the tide of legislation coming out of the state house has not abated, and there's still more to come, with the House and Senate making progress towards agreeing on a budget for the next 2 years. Bishop Reed says in spite of the swell of support, he doesn't see the movement getting through to legislators, at least not yet.
Honestly, I do not, because it would seem to me that with as much as gone on thus far, because we're simply asking to be heard. As a matter of fact, we've spoken to some of our area representatives, and they've even been asked to be quiet and not speak out about some of the things that their past are on the table. And it's just horrendous.
Still, though, Reed says he's optimistic that the movement will soon make progress, though an important deadline is fast approaching.
I do believe so. I really do. I believe that, and we're shooting for that before they get out of before they close for the summer session, because we feel that if they close for the summer session, our efforts will not necessarily be in vain. But the ear won't be quite as keen to what we're trying to bring to the table at this point in time.
Ty Hunter agrees, saying that while he doesn't anticipate any sudden shifts from state legislators right now, the Moral Monday movement is only just beginning.
Dr. King famously said, you know, that the arc of the moral universe bends slowly, but it bends toward justice. We know this isn't going to be resolved in a week or 2 weeks or a month or 2 months, and I think Reverend Barber feels like we're beginning a movement. This is just the first of many steps, and there will be legal strategies. There will be strategies involving, mass demonstrations. There will be strategies involving the next election.
Chilton, Siles, Johnson, Slade, and Bell were the only local elected officials arrested at Monday's protest, but they were far from the only ones there. Numerous members of the Board of County Commissioners were also present at the demonstration, including Penny Rich, Mark Dorison, and Bernadette Pelissier. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks for that report, Aaron. Now let's talk with Mark Dorison, the former Carborough Board of Aldermen member and now Orange County Commissioner and civil rights lawyer. Mark, thank you for joining us this morning. Tell us what it was like last night. What was the atmosphere in Raleigh?
Oh, it was incredibly inspiring. There were about 2,000 people on the lawn at the rally, and people from all over the state, people from all ranges of races, ages, ethnic groups. There were children, there were senior citizens, and while they were there with signs regarding all the issues that Reverend Barber and the NAACP and the community is concerned about, they were united in the spirit of opposition to what the General Assembly is doing. It was very moving.
This was such a big event last night with more than 150 people arrested, much bigger than anything that had happened before. Do you feel as if these people who are protesting and the people who are willing to put themselves on the line to get arrested are finally getting their message across to the North Carolina lawmakers?
Absolutely. I think that not only is the message coming across to the legislators, but I think it's coming across to the state, the residents of the state at large, who are disappointed, frustrated, angry, hurt by what's happening in Raleigh. And I also think the message is resonating across the country. The nation's eyes are turning towards North Carolina and looking at not only what the legislature is doing, but also at the movement that has been spawned in reaction to that and under the leadership of Reverend Barber.
We're talking with Mark Dorison, member of the Orange County Commissioners, who was in Raleigh last night at the North Carolina General Assembly building. We heard, Mark, that you took your whole family, including your kids, last night. What made you decide to do that?
Well, I think that this is an important moment. I think yesterday was a historic moment in North Carolina, and I think everybody who could have should have been there. And I think it was important not just for my kids, but for lots of children and really for everyone to be out there and to really understand that the changes that are being pushed on this state by the legislature are going to impact everyone. But it's most particularly, I think, going to impact children. The cuts to education, really the unfunding, the defunding and the privatization of education, the cuts to Medicare and to health for families and to, for public assistance are gonna hit the children, I think, the hardest, and they are the most vulnerable, and we need to speak for them.
There was no assembly last week because of Memorial Day, but certainly a lot of momentum gained moving into this huge event. How will you maintain momentum this coming week and moving forward?
Well, I think again, what we've seen, is as this movement grows in size. It's everybody reaches out to their friends and to people they know, and they become ambassadors to the issues and to the changes and to the opportunities for folks to get involved. So I think you're going to see it continue to grow. I think you're going to see it continue to spread across the state. The NAACP had local meetings in areas all around the state last week. There was one in Chapel Hill. And I think you're going to continue to see that groundswell grow and the information about what's happening in the legislature spread more widely. And I think you're going to see people's anger and their resistance continue to grow.
Many members of our local faith community have been willing to put themselves out there to be arrested, and a lot of other people, of course, from our local community. But now our elected officials last night, Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton, Board of Aldermen Member Damon Siles, Chapel Hill Town Council Member Donna Bell, just to name a few of those arrested last night. What are your thoughts on this and elected officials being willing to go spend some time behind bars?
I think it's amazing, and I am so proud that my elected officials from Carborough and also from Chapel Hill were out there. I think that one of the things we're seeing from the legislature is this centralization of control, and so taking away discretion and power from local governments, and these are the folks who are closest to the people and will most directly be able to see the impacts of the changes in Raleigh. And in the county commissioners, we heard from hundreds of folks about the cuts in schools and looking for the county to put more money into schools because of the changes that are happening at the state, cuts that are going to take away pre-K slots, that are going to take away teacher assistance, that are going to increase class size, that are going to take away money from teachers. I mean, the cuts that they're proposing in the state legislature are felt most critically at the local level, and the effects of those are seen most closely by local officials. So I hope to see dozens, if not hundreds, of other elected officials out at the next rally doing what folks from Orange County have been so bold to lead.
Well, Mark Dorison, we thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, and we will definitely stay in touch as Moral Mondays continue.
Great. I look forward to talking to you again, Ron.
That is Mark Dorison, Orange County Commissioner and Civil Rights Attorney. He was there last night in Raleigh, and a lot of other folks were there. Thousands, as he said, with more than 150 people being arrested last night, as it was Mega Moral Monday. And certainly we'll continue to follow this story as it goes along. You can read a litany of stories on our website at chapelboro.com, hear from a number of local people who have participated in these rallies and been arrested on various Mondays. And it is all there on our website, chapelboro.com, and certainly we'll have more throughout the day. 717 at WCHL, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. Now, still to come, we still have an amazing baseball game to tell you about in just a few minutes here. Tar Heels went 13 innings last night, but they won, so don't worry. They're still alive in the NCAA tournament, and it was an epic performance, an epic game for folks to watch in Bosch Hammer Stadium. Right now, time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers, convenience marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now, with your morning good to go traffic, here is Rachel Nash.
And like you said, mega and epic. If you want to read a mega and epic story, check out Aaron Keck's recap of the protests and the baseball game. He was doing double time last night.
Absolutely.
As far as the roads go, we're looking good right now. No accidents to report at this time on I-40, 15501, NC-54, or the Durham Freeway. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble. Go see him if you are looking for an engagement ring or something really special. Maybe a custom piece. Berkeley can handle it for you. Chapel Hill's full-service jeweler, Grimble Jewelers, right next to Whole Foods on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. It is 64 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny. High today about 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. On Thursday, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And the high in the low 80s. Chance of rain 40% on Thursday. Same goes for Thursday night. Friday and Friday night and all day Saturday, we'll have a 50-50 chance of rain. So, not exactly great weather, but it actually will be a pretty nice day today. So, that's one consolation we can take from all of that.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
We have a lot of other news to get to this morning, and we will do that at the bottom of the hour on WCHL in our next newscast. But right now, let's get to the baseball game. WCHL Championship Sports is brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. In an incredible back-and-forth battle last night, the number one-ranked Carolina baseball team blew a four-run ninth-inning lead, but rallied to beat Florida Atlantic 12-11 in an epic 13-inning victory to advance to the NCAA Super Regional. After a two-hour rain delay, the game was supposed to start at 6. It did not start until 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Big leads blown by both teams, home run after home run, and big play after big play. This was the hit that won it off the bat of Cody Stubbs.
The 1-2, base hit, and it's a fair ball. Carolina wins.
The Tar Heels appear to be cruising to an easy win, taking a 6-2 lead into the top of the ninth inning. But pitcher Kent Emanuel, on in relief, gave up a homer and a bases-loaded walk to cut the Carolina lead to 2. Benton Moss came in to relieve Emanuel with the bases still loaded and 2 outs. Carolina just 1 out away from the Super Regional. And then Tyler Rockline of Florida Atlantic stepped up to the plate.
2 balls and a strike to Rockline with 2 away in the ninth. Oh, knocked deep to left field. This will put Jordan back at the track. And FAU, for a second consecutive night, has homered late in the ball game to take the lead. My goodness.
Rockline's grand slam gave the Owls an 8-6 lead, and the Heels appear to be set for a massive upset loss. But Carolina struck back in the bottom of the ninth on this clutch one-out hit from Mike Zolk.
Zolk, base hit, through the right side. Stubbs comes in to make it 8-7. Driving towards the plate, Russell throws late, tie game.
With the score tied at 8, Chris McHugh took the mound for the Tar Heels and held the Owls scoreless for 2 innings. But at the top of the 12th, he ran into some trouble, putting 2 runners on with a hit batsman and a walk. And that brought up Levi Meyer.
Second pitch drilled to left field. And another home run for Florida Atlantic has put the Owls in front by a score of 11-8.
And for a few minutes, it looked like that might be the final nail in the coffin, but the Heels came back yet again at the bottom of the 12th inning, scoring 2 runs and a pair of bases-loaded walks and setting up another clutch game-tying hit from Mike Zolk.
Zolk, base hit, right side, coming into scores, Holberton. Here comes the throw, Stubbs slides, and he is out at home plate.
Carolina wouldn't score again in the 12th, but the Tar Heels got that final run in the 13th, loading the bases again for Cody Stubbs, who delivered the game-winning single. Zolk led the way for Carolina with 3 hits and 4 RBIs. Landon Lassiter and Cody Stubbs each had 4 hits and 3 runs scored. Riley Hovis got the win on the mound. After the game, Coach Scott Forbes was nearly speechless.
Man, this team's been special the whole year. The character on this team, I mean, I can't even explain it. All these guys, all they care about is winning. And ultimately, somehow we found a way to do that. And then, you know, does it surprise me? Absolutely, because dang, we gave up those home runs and we're like, holy moly, but we found a way and we got it done.
That is pitching coach Scott Forbes after the game last night. And again, Carolina won 12-11, 13 innings. Let's hear that game-winning hit once again off the bat of Cody Stubbs.
The 1-2, base hit, and it's a fair ball. Carolina wins.
Just listen to that crowd. Some bad news came with the good, though. After the game, head coach Mike Fox told reporters that catcher Matt Roberts broke a finger in his throwing hand. The injury had knocked him out of the game. With the victory, UNC wins the NCAA regional and moves on to the super regional, where they will host South Carolina. First game of the best of 3 series begins on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Bosch Hammer Stadium right here in Chapel Hill. Go Heels. 7:24, 24 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. We can't stop talking about baseball this morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
You can live 100 years and never see what happened in the 100th game of the NCAA baseball tournament. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The top-ranked Tar Heels played some bad baseball this past weekend. In a regional at home, they were supposed to dominate. Base-running miscues and disastrous pitching put Carolina on the brink of becoming only the second overall top seed to not make the Super Regional. But if you missed any part of Monday night's game, you missed one in a million. Up 4 runs in the 9th, the Heels gave up 6 on a solo homer and a grand slam by Florida Atlantic, and then had to score 2 in the bottom of the 9th just to extend the game to extra innings. Then down 3 more on another FAU long ball on the 12th. Somehow Carolina had the resolve to hang in there and tie it up again before finally winning in the lucky last of the 13th. Get the box score and the play-by-play and then take a 90-minute break to go through it all. You won't believe what you're reading, even if you watched every pitch of the game. Who gives up a grand slam in the top of the 9th and has the will to keep fighting? Then gives up a 3-run homer and comes back again to tie the game. Carolina is far from playing its best baseball of a long season right now, but the Heels are still playing with the heart to make you proud. The 100th game of the opening NCAA weekend was one, thankfully, they won't forget, especially when the bottom of the 13th began with a horrendous out call on Chaz Frank at first base, which left Mike Fox so irate he could barely argue with the umpire who blew the call. Yet his team then loaded the bases and won when Cody Stubbs lined a single just inside the left field line to score Landon Lassiter with the 12th and winning run. And well past 1 o'clock, most of the near-capacity crowd that endured a 2-hour storm delay for the first pitch was still at the Bosch, trying to will its team to a victory it really did not deserve. Carolina used 7 pitches, several of them at the wrong times, to try to pull one out against an unsung opponent with zero pressure. There were 2 more blunders on the bases early, and the best offensive team in the country hit none but gave up 4 homers that weren't even close to staying in the park. Their ace, Kent Emanuel, couldn't close the deal, and their reliable receiver, Benton Moss, served up what surely seemed like the game loser. But somehow, some way, the Heels are still alive. Hopefully, their amazing heart will help them play better this weekend against South Carolina. This is our chance, D. See ya.
One more note. This morning in sports on WCHL, we spent so much time talking about baseball, which is certainly justified. Let me just say that a staple of the UNC basketball program, Joe Holiday, is retiring after 20 years and 594 wins as a member of Roy Williams' staff with Carolina and Kansas. Holiday recently finished his fourth season as director of basketball operations at UNC after a 16-year stint as assistant coach. Former Vanderbilt assistant coach Brad Frederick, who played for the Tar Heels from 1996 through 99, is Carolina's new director of basketball operations. Joe Holiday is 65 years old. He came to Chapel Hill in April 2003 and was part of the Tar Heels staff for 10 seasons, during which time Carolina won two NCAA championships, played in three Final Fours, won six Atlantic Coast Conference regular season championships, and two ACC tournament titles. The Tar Heels amassed an overall record of 282-78 over the last 10 years, finishing in the top 10 in the final Associated Press poll seven of those 10 years. And Joe Holiday certainly will be missed, an integral part of the Carolina basketball program for so long. And not only that, but just a great guy. So Joe Holiday is retiring. We're happy for him to be able to retire and take it easy, maybe, but certainly sorry to see him go from the Carolina basketball program. 728, 28 minutes after 7 o'clock, WCHL. Good morning.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they've been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at cedarburgkitchens.com.
When the weather is fine, the garden and patio at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro is the place to be. Meet your friends for a delicious lunch amid fragrant spring flowers, or enjoy dinner in a bottle of wine or the perfect cocktail on a warm, moonlit Carolina night. Find contemporary American cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, both on the Glass Half Full patio, the place to be in Carrboro any time of day. Glass Half Full, the optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com. Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Bean & Barrel. It's half off, $30 for food, available now for $15. After a long day, come and enjoy the upscale and gourmet fare prepared by executive chef at Bean & Barrel. On the menu, find mouth-watering appetizers, delicious salads and entrees such as steak, shrimp and grits, and vegetable risotto. It's half off from Bean & Barrel. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Good morning, it is 7:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by Carrboro Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carrboro Family Medicine. Find them on the web at CarboroFamilyMedicine.net. 64 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny, high today about 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 62, and then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 78. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 62 again. Then on Thursday, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. High and below 80s. 40% chance of rain through Thursday night. And then Friday night and Saturday, a 50-50 chance of rain.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Dave Barrett. Senate Armed Forces Committee today discusses sexual assaults by military members. Correspondent Jan Crawford.
On the Senate Armed Services Committee, their voices are louder than ever. Women hold a record 7 seats, almost a third of the committee's members.
We're demanding that change take place.
North Carolina Democrat Kay Hagan.
This is a crime, and we're going to address it as a crime, and the perpetrators are going to be kicked out of the military.
Their push comes as sexual abuse incidents are increasing, 26,000 reported last year.
At the Service Women's Action Network, former Marine Corps Captain Anu Bagwati.
We need to make sure that service members have the same access justice that civilian victims of sexual assault and sexual harassment have. Today, that's not the case. Military victims have far less available to them when it comes to justice.
Her group's goal?
We want to professionalize the criminal justice system. We want to make sure that it's trained military prosecutors determining whether cases go forward, not commanding officers.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Last night was Mega Moral Monday. That story coming up. We'll also talk more about the Carolina baseball win last night. An exciting 13-inning victory, 12-11 over Florida Atlantic. Tar Heels move on to the NCAA tournament. Right now it is 65 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. High today about 80. Not a bad day at all. The North Carolina NAACP resumed its Moral Monday protest at the state legislature in Raleigh last night. And as organizers promised, this week's demonstration was far larger than any that had come before. Despite the threat of rain, more than 1,600 people turned out at the state house. At least 140 of those were arrested, including Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton, Chapel Hill Town Council Member Donna Bell, and Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade. Technically, the number of arrestees from the Board of Aldermen constituted a quorum, if you want to think about it like that. The number of arrests on Monday nearly matches the combined total of 153 from the last four protests dating back to late April. And while state lawmakers themselves seem undeterred, demonstrators say the growing numbers are a sign that North Carolinians, in general, are coming to their side.
North Carolina is waking up to see the effect of what's going on by this legislature.
That's Bishop Larry Reed, pastor of the Cathedral of Hope Church in Carborough, and one of many local residents who made the trip over to Raleigh last night. The Moral Monday protest had been organized by the state chapter of the NAACP, led by chapter president Reverend William Barber, who's called for a wave of civil disobedience against the policies being enacted by the GOP-led General Assembly on issues ranging from voter ID to health care to education and far beyond. Chapel Hill resident Ty Hunter, also president last night's protest, says it's precisely that wide range of issues that has given the movement all its strength.
There isn't a number one issue. I think one of the great things about what Reverend Barber has done in building this coalition is that there are lots of issues, and all of the issues are important.
But even as the movement has grown dramatically so this week, the tide of legislation coming out of the state house has not abated. And there's still more to come with the House and Senate making progress towards agreeing on a budget for the next 2 years. Bishop Reed says in spite of the swell of support, he does not see the movement getting through to legislators, at least not yet.
Honestly, I do not. Because it would seem to me that with as much as gone on thus far, because we're simply asking to be heard. As a matter of fact, we've spoken to some of our area representatives, and they've even been asked to be quiet and not speak out about some of the things that their pastor is on the table. And it's just horrendous.
Still, though, Reed says he's optimistic that the movement will soon make progress, though an important deadline is fast approaching.
I do believe so. I really do. I believe that, and we're shooting for that before they get out of, before they close for the summer session, because we feel that if they close for the summer session, our efforts will not necessarily be in vain, but the ear won't be quite as to what we're trying to bring to the table at this point in time.
Ty Hunter agrees, saying that while he doesn't anticipate any sudden shifts from state lawmakers right now, the Moral Monday movement is just beginning.
Dr. King famously said, you know, that the arc of the moral universe bends slowly, but it bends toward justice. We know this isn't going to be resolved in a week or 2 weeks or a month or 2 months, but I think Reverend Barber feels like we're beginning a movement. This is just the first of many steps, and there will be legal strategies. There will be strategies involving, mass demonstrations. There will be strategies involving the next election.
Chilton, Siles, Johnson, Slade, and Bell were the only local elected officials arrested at Monday's protest, but they were far from the only ones there. Numerous members of the Board of County Commissioners were also present at the demonstration, including Penny Rich, Mark Dorison, we spoke with him earlier this morning, and Bernadette Pelissier. Superior Court Judge Alan Bedore resentenced Lawrence Lovett Jr., one of two men convicted in the 2008 death of former UNC student body president Eve Carson. He was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole on Monday. Lovett, now 22 years old, was convicted in 2011 of first-degree murder, kidnapping, and armed robbery, and sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. But recent Supreme Court ruling mandating review of automatic sentencing guidelines means that Lovett, who was 17 at the time of the murder, should be resentenced. A resentencing hearing held in Hillsborough was originally scheduled for April 26, but was delayed due to a scheduling conflict for Durham psychologist Dr. James Hilke, who was testifying for the defense. DeMario Atwater, 25, was also convicted in Carson's death. He's serving two life terms in prison after pleading guilty to state and federal charges. With just a week to go until the adoption of next year's budget, Chapel Hill Town Council members are wrestling with how to pay for library service and transit. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details. I'm sorry, there's a technical problem with that story, but we will have that story for you later on WCHL. Carver Alderman will talk trash and recycling when the board meets tonight. With the closure of the county landfill less than a month away, major changes planned for the county's recycling program. Carborough leaders are evaluating their options now for handling solid waste and recyclables. In a memo sent to the board, town manager David Andrews says joining the county and creating a solid waste tax district might be the best short-term option for continuing the current recycling program. In the long term, he recommends a solid waste authority similar to Orange Water and Sewer Authority. For trash disposal, the town is looking to see what its closest neighbor does. Chapel Hill is working now with a consultant to explore building a waste transfer station on town-owned property. If that happens, Carborough could opt to collaborate on the project. In the meantime, Carborough trash will be trucked to a waste transfer station in Durham.
The Chapel Hill Town Council is considering a 2-cent property tax rate increase.
That story coming up. In the meantime, Carborough trash will be tracked to a waste transfer station starting next month in Durham County. Also tonight, the alderman will appoint three members to the town's new tourism authority, created to handle occupancy taxes generated by Carborough's first hotel, the Hampton Inn and Suites. The board meets tonight, 7:30, Carborough Town Hall. We have all the details on our website at chapelborough.com. And the Orange County Commissioners will consider rewriting the rules on animal control when the board meets tonight. Currently, Chapel Hill, Carborough, and the county all have slightly different ordinances governing animals. But with Orange County taking over all animal services for the towns this July, staffers are looking to streamline the regulations. Some of the new regulations would require stray dogs and cats to be microchipped the first time they're picked up by animal control officers. Owners would then be charged higher fees to reclaim animals that repeatedly show up at the pound. Commissioners will also hear a report from staff on the feasibility of hosting an Orange County agricultural fair. The report was rescheduled from a meeting earlier this month. The board meets tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Department of Social Services in Hillsborough.
Director Brian Litchfield said the transit system was...
I apologize for that. It is 7:39 at WCHL, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz. And coming up next, today's commentary on the way from Lauren Easton. Okay, we'll have that coming up for you in just a moment as well on WCHL. It is a nice day today. It's going to be a lot of sunshine, partly sunny at least. High temperature today, about 80 degrees. And we do have a chance of rain coming later on in the week. Starting Wednesday night, we'll have partly cloudy skies moving in with the lows in the low 60s. And then on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all very cloudy days. Let's check in now with Rachel Nash and find out what's going on our website, chapelborough.com.
As always, lots to check out. D.G. Martin has a new column up in Local Buzz, a new book that reminds us to say thank you. It's about the book The Guns at Last Light, The War in Europe, 1944 to 1945, currently number one on the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list, so you can check that out on chapelborough.com and check out all of his audio spots. He talks about the finer points of books and why they're important. We can also look forward to a piece on the new kudzu move. That turns me up every time.
We can talk about kudzu, too, if you want. Kudzu, we got lots of that around
here. Mom in Chapel Hill, she'll be covering all the elements that parents and families with young children would want to know about Chapel Hill. Name of the column is 1550 Mom. And there are some great local galleries, as always, up over the weekend of Sunday and 6, free concerts at Southern Village and Carolina Performing Arts Show Review, so you can check out all those galleries. Lots of stuff to see.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, all of the news stories we have, lots going on in our sports stories. You can read that recap of that thrilling baseball game last night.
There's nothing
night
better
Aaron
than
Peck.
The refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink.
I don't even know where that's coming from. I have no idea. Oh,
technology.
Boy. I feel like my studio has been hijacked here.
Oh, gosh.
Really. Don't even know where it's coming from. Oh, well. It's 7:42 at WCHL, 18 minutes until 8 o'clock. We may have to drop back and punt here as far as a lot of the things that we do on the morning show are concerned. But we do have today's commentary on the way from Lauren Easton coming up in just a few minutes. And we also have planned a word of the day, which we will have Rachel come up with in a few minutes. Wayne Pond off again today.
Where in the world is Wayne?
You know, Wayne just needs to regenerate his energy every now and then, and he's just taking a couple of days off. He's probably sound asleep, if you really want to know the truth. And in addition to that, we have the clean joke of the day. Today's WCHL hometown hero. So all of that is on the way. Katrina Coble is today's hometown hero, by the way, and she has been coordinating the UNC blood drive for 20 years. And,
big day for them today.
Yeah, that's underway right now, and will be underway until 6 p.m. I'm going to be going over there a little bit later on in the day, but a lot of other folks are there. Patty Thorpe will be there, of course. Chancellor Paul Hardin is the one who was, he really is the one who got this whole thing started 25 years ago, and he will be there giving blood, as he always does. In addition to that, a lot of Tar Heel celebrities, including Eric Montrose, and Chancellor Holden Thorpe will be there.
I think Woody Durham's supposed to be there.
Yeah, Woody will be there. We'll have Jones Angel, I think, is going to be there. We have some Tar Heel football players who are planning to be there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So hopefully everybody will get out and participate in the UNC Blood Drive, which is, as you might think, you know, since it's called the UNC Blood Drive, you might think it's just for University of North Carolina people who work at the university or whatever, but that is not the case. It is for the whole community, and you can go in there and go over there and park free in that lot right across from the Dean Smith Center and give blood. They make it as easy as possible. So very important to get involved in that.
Patty Thorpe said they'll get in, they'll get you out, and you'll get a free T-shirt.
Exactly. You can get a Carolina Blood Drive T-shirt, and they're shooting for 1,000 units of blood today, and that can potentially impact 3,000 lives. Which is pretty amazing when you think about it. Hey, thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you again.
Check back in soon.
A little while here. Let's see what happens next. 7:44, 16 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oaks and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oaks and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
All right, time now for today's commentary on WCHL. And it is from town council member Lauren Easton.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lauren Easton. When town council elections come up, I am more frequently thinking of former council member Bill Thorpe. He had quite an interesting political career in town here, having served on the council in the 70s and 80s and then coming back for another term in 2005. He served his community really for over 30 years and passed away in 2008, but not without a legacy. The town of Chapel Hill's Bill Thorpe Undergraduate Internship Program for undergraduate students to get experience working in local government. I am left with my fond memories of his quips and comments about the history of local politics in town. As elections near, I'm reminding of him saying, "We did not create Chapel Hill Town Council to have district representation for a reason. The council members represent all of the town, whether they be from Northside or Southern Village or any part of this town. The council members you elect represent everyone." And he applied this philosophy to more than just geographics. I have heard currently and in the past some candidates mention that they are from a particular neighborhood that is unrepresented, or they are from a particular race or nationality that doesn't have a voice. Whomever you elect this November should represent everyone, work hard for everyone, and listen to everyone. Another notable attribute of Bill Thorpe was his special interest in the town of Chapel Hill employees. He knew many of them personally across such a broad spectrum and was very good at listening to their concerns if they had them. I think the message from Bill was to listen to those that make this town work. Try to see things from their side, appreciate them, and realize the town would not be what it is without them. Bill Thorpe was an excellent public servant whose service expanded decades. As I leave the council, I merely hope our new council we elect has just those types of qualities he possessed. I'm confident that it will. This is Lauren Eastham.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Nationwide Insurance member.
Nationwide is on your side. I've been saying it for years, but why should you believe it? Well, Nationwide puts members first because they don't have shareholders. To join the nation, contact a local Nationwide agent today.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Paid endorsement. Not all Nationwide companies are mutual companies. Not all policyholders are members of a mutual company. Rights and benefits determined by policy language, company bylaws, and applicable law.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Chapel Hill's most anticipated summer concert series is back and kicks off this Thursday at University Mall. It's the third annual Sweet Carolina Summer Concert Series presented by UNC Healthcare, this week featuring the Embers. The Embers are the quintessential North Carolina beach music band that will have you singing and dancing the night away. It's the kickoff to the Sweet Carolina Summer Concert Series at University Mall, sponsored in part by Duke Energy and Performance Subaru. The show starts at 6:30 p.m., so come out and be ready to have fun.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Time now for WCHL's Traffic and Weather Together. This traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. Traffic's been moving along pretty smoothly all morning long. Some of the usual slowdowns out near I-40, the entrance from 15501, and also from Highway 54. But otherwise, things are moving along pretty well. If you spot anything out of the ordinary, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and let us know. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior, and we will in turn pass along the word to everybody else and let them know about it. And perhaps you can save someone from getting caught in a lot of traffic congestion this morning. So do a good deed. 7:50 at WCHL, 10 minutes until 8 o'clock, and time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Weather brought to you this morning by Cruiser's Convenient Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. It is 65 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny. High today about 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. And then on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 40%. And Thursday night, still 40% chance of rain with a low in the middle 60s. On Friday night, and all day Saturday, 50-50 chance of rain. Highs in the low 80s, lows in the upper 60s. And then on Sunday, in case you're wondering, partly cloudy with a chance of rain and the high of 65 degrees. So kind of up and down weather, and not bad today, though, that's for sure. Probably the best day of the week that remains. What an amazing game last night for a Carolina baseball team, and thought you'd like to hear one more time the hit that won it from Cody Stubbs in the 13th inning. Carolina won by a score of 12-11, and here's how the game concluded last night.
The 1-2, base hit, and it's a fair ball. Carolina wins.
My goodness. It was late last night. Game didn't start until over 2 hours after it was supposed to start. Because of the rain, it actually started at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, a game that was supposed to get underway at 6, right here on WCHL. And the Tar Heels, living dangerously, got away with another one and won, and we'll move on to the NCAA Super Regional. I'm going to come up with one of my favorite words this morning. When I will pull out one, an old favorite, and I know that you probably know the answer to the word. You know what it means before I even say it. Indubitably. Indubitably. What is that word? I will go ahead and spell it for you. I-N-D-U-B-I-T-A-B-L-Y. Indubitably, it means simply without a doubt. That is the word of the day, not from Wayne Pond, not from Rachel Nash, but from me. Indubitably, remember that. You'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word sometime next hour. And if you can answer all those questions, the word, the spelling, and the definition before anyone else sometime next hour, you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all courtesy of Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? 7:53, 7 minutes until 8 o'clock. WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is 97.9 FM and WCHL. Time now for the clean joke of the day, the highlight of Lauren Stafford's morning.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Probably the best thing you do all week, right?
It really is.
You look forward to it more than anything
else. I lie awake at night thinking about this moment.
Being in here with me.
Yes, I do.
Oh, boy. That sounds exciting. Well, you got a good
Less
joke
exciting
today?
Than you think. I do. I have a good joke.
Less exciting than
Less
I think?
Less exciting than you think.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Oh, I do have a good joke. It's another short one.
Uh-huh.
From James, our marketing assistant here.
All right. James, good
James
job.
James Robinson.
Good job.
Good job.
Well, I'll find out if he does a good job.
Right. You let him know. You can let him know.
Yeah.
All right. I like this one. Some of you might groan a little bit. I thought it was cute. So pay attention.
Here comes another silly joke.
Yes. That's new around here. All right. Why did the cowboy adopt a wiener dog?
Why did the cowboy adopt a wiener dog?
Yeah, one of those little dachshund, you know, wiener dogs.
Dachshunds.
Dachshund, yeah, dachshund.
That's how we pronounce it here in America.
Well, I'm sorry.
In South Africa, I don't know how you say it.
They're not an American dog, so. Why did the cowboy
right. adopt a wiener dog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know the answer.
Oh, well, that's a first. Okay, good, finally. All right. He wanted to get a long little doggy.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Head him up, move him out. Get along,
Hey-ho.
Little doggies, row hide. Gosh, horrible.
Clearly, I'm the only one with a really terrible sense of humor.
Happy trails to you.
Rawhide.
Well, thank you, Lauren. It's 7:55 at WCHL. 5 minutes until 8 o'clock. And Katrina Coble is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Have been involved for 20 of the 25 years.
So you're going to step aside after this year, and somebody else is going to do it, right?
That is our hope.
Today, what kind of goal have you set for acquiring blood units from the community?
We are hoping that we will break all previous records and collect over 1,052 units today at the blood drive.
Well, the blood drive goes on from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m., and you have a number of folks stopping by today. Tell us about some of the celebrities who will be there.
We do have a number of folks stopping by. Bubba Cunningham is coming to donate blood, our athletic director. Ramsey's, our mascot, will be having having fun on the floor with Patty Thorpe, the chancellor's wife, and Chancellor Paul Hardin, the former chancellor, will be stopping by as well to lend his support. And we're expecting to see some UNC football players during the day today and possibly even the coach with them as well.
Katrina, tell me what it means to you to have been involved in such a vast undertaking for so many years.
Well, I am passionate about helping other people, period. I believe firmly that we should make a difference as we walk through this life as individuals, and this has just been my way to give back to not only UNC Chapel Hill in the area of public service, but also to countless patients who may never know who gave blood on their behalf.
Katrina, what are you going to do next year when this thing rolls around and you have more time on your hands?
I'd love to still be a part of it as a volunteer.
You are in the computer science department at Carolina, is that right?
That is correct. I'm a business officer in the Department of Computer Science, and this has been a volunteer passion that I've held all these years. Yeah, I am retiring from the university effective July the 1st after 31 years.
I'm assuming that you will be spending more time with your family or doing something more leisurely.
Absolutely. I plan to do that. I'd like to travel some, and I, of course, will probably get back into the workforce as a part-time employee, but I'm looking forward to exploring new things in retirement.
Well, Katrina, I wanted to thank you on behalf of the entire UNC community and the community at large for coordinating the blood drive for 2 decades. That's a pretty special thing to say that you've done that, and you have helped so many people along the way.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope that donors will come out to the Smith Center today as walk-ins until 6 o'clock. We would love to have you be part of our success.
Katrina Coble, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers. Period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bean & Barrel. It's half off, $30 for food available now for $15. After a long day, come and enjoy the upscale bar and gourmet fare prepared by Executive Chef at Bean & Barrel. On the menu, find mouth-watering appetizers, delicious salads, and entrees such as steak, shrimp and grits, and vegetable risotto. It's half off from Bean & Barrel. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover weather presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. 66 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny today. High today about 80, tonight partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. So, a couple of decent days here. Big chance of rain coming for your weekend.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
8 o'clock.
And now, CBS News presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus...